I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all.
Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today is another For the Love of Parenting conversation. And today's topic I want to bring up is about drama. D-R-A-M-A. And I'm not talking about acting class and musicals. No! I am talking about school drama. Like, I have never heard or seen or felt so much drama in all my life. And when I say drama, I mean bickering, arguments, meanness, cruelness, backstabbing, social media posts, all this crap that happens in the life of high schoolers and middle schoolers. And I don't remember drama when I was in high school. Maybe I was just oblivious to it. Maybe I just had a different group of friends who didn't get sucked into all of the stuff swirling around. I don't know. But of course, I only had brothers too. So maybe that makes a difference. But I hear about drama all the time, and it is frankly exhausting. And as a parent, one of the challenges that I have faced is I hear about certain things that are said or done, or so-and-so said or so-and-so did, or how it even directly impacted my child in a painful, hurtful way. My mama bear comes out, and that lioness in me just begins to roar. And when it begins to roar, I have to, maybe I shouldn't even say begin. I should just say I can feel it rising from the depths of my soul to the forefront and almost comes out my mouth. And I have to breathe, pause, and just take a moment to put myself in a very objective, adult fashion, an adult place, so that I can handle and work through and help my child process through the drama. Let me just say that again. When I hear about drama that's happening in my children's life, or things that are hurtful or painful that are taking place from their peers, when that mama bear rises, I have to pause and put myself in that adult, objective, emotionally in check place so that I am not responding from the age of my child or the age of their peers. And let me just be frank, some of the peers act like little children. Okay, so why do I bring this up today? Because I think as a parent, we face the challenge of We face the challenge of where if we are expecting our children to know how to handle difficult conversations, how to handle difficult people and difficult peers and mean people and cruel people, and when they become privy to conversations or behaviors where they witness mean behavior and cruelty happening between their peers, it is our responsibility as parents, as adults, to model healthy relationships, healthy connections, healthy communication very, very well. If we as parents get caught up in the drama and don't keep ourselves emotionally in check, we can fall prey to responding from that place of immaturity. And as parents, we have to be able to make sure, first and foremost, that we are modeling that for our children, Because if we are not modeling how to have a healthy dialogue with somebody who hurt our feelings, if we are not modeling good communication habits and behaviors, if we are judging other people and speaking that at home, if we are stabbing our friends in the back, if we are being cruel and mean and talking about other people behind their back in the walls of our home, how in the heck can we expect our children to do and act kind to other people if we are not modeling healthy boundaries, behaviors, communication ourselves to our children? It just is not going to happen. Let me just interject this. I know that we all have bad days. There are days that, as moms, we get PMSy, and our teens get PMSy, and we can be mean, and we can say things that are hurtful. Yes, we're all guilty of doing that. But if that is our regular behavior and our regular patterns, then there is something going on that's a little bit deeper rooted issue that needs some addressing. Okay, let me just stop there. But the biggest thing as parents is that we have to be able to stop the drama. And how do we do that? How do we stop drama from happening if we're not necessarily directly involved, but it's impacting our children? Well, we can provide our children with tools of how to have healthy conversations, to equip them with how certain behaviors impact them, and to have those conversations with their peers. That means that we don't say, well, just say something mean back. Well, or what a turd. Or we don't get on the bandwagon and say, well, did you do something mean? You know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth? Heck no, that is not what we model for our children. We model having a conversation. We model having grace for people. We model having compassion for others. We model kind words. We model not judging. We model giving people grace when they're having a bad day. We model these behaviors so that our children can see how we operate in difficult conversations and working with difficult people and handling difficult people, so that hopefully they can glean from our example and use those tools to help in their day-to-day life. I do not agree with bullying. I cannot stand bullying. And I tell you, as parents, it's happening more frequently than I think we even realize. The ways that our children sometimes can be passive aggressive on Instagram or Snapchat or say cruel things or start rumors or gossip. And it is totally unacceptable. But as parents, that means that we may have to be willing to step in and check Instagram and check Snapchat and check the conversations. Our children are not perfect. I know that. But we have to, as parents, be responsible for holding our own kids accountable and not being naive to thinking that our children are these little angels. And I know that they're all doing the best they can, but that means as parents, our responsibility is to make sure that we are modeling proper behavior, that we are calling our children out when they're not being kind and when they're being cruel. That means that if we have failed as parents in not modeling that well of having healthy boundaries with people, that means if I have to have a healthy boundary put in place with them, with another person who maybe is not so kind, just so that I can love them well from a distance, okay, we need to model that well instead of talking badly about that person, instead of talking mean, instead of stabbing them in the back, instead of being cruel, instead of judging. We need to put a boundary in place so that we can love that person well from a distance. We don't have to be friends with everybody. That's okay. But we do have to have, for the sake of common humanity, to be kind. That is an expectation. To be kind, to have compassion, to have grace for other people. Our teens are struggling. Our middle schoolers are struggling just to belong, just to be accepted, just to find control where they can have control. But in that process of wanting to belong and to be accepted and to have control does not mean that they get to belittle other people, does not mean that they get to slander or be passive aggressive on social media, does not mean that they get to stab each other in the back, does not mean that they say cruel words, does not mean that they get to bully or put people down. That is not acceptable. In the process of trying to belong and in the process of being accepted and in the process of finding who they are, it starts with having grace and compassion for other people. Because we all want to belong. We all want to be accepted. We all want to have control at some level in our life. But it starts by having control over our own behaviors and our own actions and making sure that we are self-reflecting, that we are keeping our actions and behaviors and our emotions in check so that we are responding from a place of love, responding from a place of kindness, responding from a place of empathy for other humans. Basic human dignity and kindness, people. Come on! It's a challenge, parents. It's a challenge because we have to be willing to look at ourselves first, self-reflect, look in the mirror. Are we modeling these things well for our children? Because if we aren't, it needs to start and change with us. I know that I have had moments where I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm disappointed, I've been hurt. And we might have those moments where we lash out because we're hurt and we're wounded by something that somebody else did. And I know we probably all have been there. But in that place of being hurt by somebody else's actions, we still have to know and be able to respond from a place of health and wholeness and maturity. Wounded people typically are going to hurt other people and cause woundedness. And the only way to not be wounded anymore is to get to that place of getting curious and seeking out help if you need to seek out help, and to check your own heart and to get to that place of healing and wholeness. And if that means you go to therapy and counseling, then do it. If it means you start seeking out self-help books and podcasts and audibles and the resources that are so available to you, we need to do that so that we can come into a place of wholeness and healing and health as parents and as adults. So that's the place we're leading from for our children and for our families. Self-reflection. I know that I have failed at times in my life when I've exploded out of anger or I've been hurt and wounded by something somebody did. But in those moments, having the ability to apologize and ask for forgiveness, you know what? Mom didn't handle that so well. I know I was hurt and I lashed out because I was hurt and I need to apologize because I did not handle that well. I could have handled that situation better by having a conversation with that person who hurt my feelings. I could have, instead of saying that cruel, mean thing about that person who hurt me, I am so sorry. I should have approached that person, and I really need to make a point to have a conversation with that person who hurt my feelings instead of talking bad about them to you. I want to model healthy conversations, crucial conversations. I want to model how to have compassion for other people, how to have healthy connections with other people. I want to model that well for my children so that they in turn can model that well and do it well in the life, in their life with their peers. If bullying is happening, by all means, as parents, we need to step in. If our children are bullying, by all means, we need to step in. We need to be very aware of when we talk about and hear about drama that's happening in our kids' life, we need to be aware and make sure that we are not just blowing it off as just teen, middle school, elementary behavior. That's not okay. Being cruel and mean and disrespectful and bullying is never acceptable behavior. I don't care how you look at it. If somebody were to do that in the workplace, they could potentially have disciplinary action or be fired. So we need to be having that same accountability in and with our children. And when we're hearing things that are not appropriate, where there's harassment happening and comments happening, we need to be very aggressive with taking action with our children and letting them know that that is not acceptable. It's tough. This is a tough conversation for parents. This is a tough conversation about how do we hold the line as parents and making sure that we're modeling kindness towards other humans. This is a challenge. But if we can start with ourselves as parents and make sure we're modeling it well within the walls of our home, the chances of our children grabbing a hold of compassion and kindness and love and grace and boundaries is going to go a lot farther. We can make a difference in the lives of our children if we are modeling healthy connections and relationships within the walls of our home. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to not get sucked into the emotion. It's a challenge as a parent to not get sucked into the drama. It's a challenge as parents to be objective and to help coach our children through tough emotions, through tough conversations. It's tough because as parents, we want to protect. As parents, we want to step in and rescue. And there's a place and a time for that, especially if bullying is taking place, because that's a no-tolerance zone. But as parents, we can help equip our children to be kind. We can equip our children to model grace and model compassion and how to have those difficult conversations with their peers. They will go a lot further in life if we can give them those tools and provide them with those tools now. It's okay you had a bad day. It's okay that maybe you said something mean. It's okay, but you know what? How do you fix it? If you said something mean, how do you fix it? You go and apologize. You go ask forgiveness. You go say, I'm sorry. Because saying I'm sorry from a heart that is compassionate and truly cares about an honest connection and a meaningful connection, saying I'm sorry can heal a hurting heart and a wounded heart. Saying I'm sorry can build a bridge and tear down walls instead of building a divide. We can model this as parents. It is a challenge. It can be difficult. But it needs to start with us first as adults, as role models, as the parents, as the leaders in our homes. It needs to start with us so that they in turn can lead a life of healthy connections. So what is my challenge today as parents? It needs to start with us. It needs to be that self-reflection. If we need to pause and just do some time and get curious about how are we modeling when we get hurt by our peers? How are we modeling compassion towards other parents and other moms and other dads and other our teammates and our coworkers? How are we modeling gossip? And how are we modeling backstabbing? Are we talking bad about people in our home? Are we being cruel and saying mean comments about other people in our home? If so, maybe that's an opportunity right there where we can apologize to our children and say, hey, I'm sorry. I haven't been modeling kindness and compassion and grace for other people well. And I want to make a difference. I want to learn to handle this differently. And if we can have that open dialogue in our house and we can all get better together as a family about loving each other and loving others well. if it starts with us and we're willing to take on that challenge, I bet that we will see a great impact in the lives of our kids. We will see them begin to blossom and them begin to come equipped with tools about how to build healthy relationships and healthy connections. Parents, it's time to stop the drama. It's time to stop getting sucked in. It's time for us to be the examples of healthy relationships and healthy connections. It's time for us to equip our kids of how to love others well, how to have healthy boundaries. And it's okay to have healthy boundaries. It's okay to not be friends with somebody, but that doesn't mean we have to be cruel or stab other people in the back. It's okay to love from a distance. It's okay to walk away. As parents, we can do it. That is our challenge today, to begin to model what it means to be a drama-free zone. Ha ha! Challenge accepted, right? We can do it. A drama-free zone within the walls of our house. And oh, the impact it will have. So today, my friends, parents, grandparents, all my listeners, I want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.